Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Christian daycare center in the Central Florida area illustrates the clash between the homosexual agenda and religious freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Roger Ganim, senior litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel. Roger, this is a situation involving a Methodist church daycare center in the Central Florida area. And what we have is an individual who began teaching there the young children, and then her same-sex partner began working at the same Christian ministry. And then people began to realize they're more than just casual friends. They're actually in some kind of same-sex relationship. And when asked about that, they admitted it, and the church facility, the church ministry, terminated their employment. And now there's this big clash that's going on and a threat of litigation. This really illustrates the clash that's taking place between the homosexual agenda and religious liberty.
That's right, Matt. And it's really fascinating that, first of all, two openly gay women would apply to a church. I think it shows us how far the church has fallen in the eyes of the country that we would allow such a thing. But in Methodism in particular, it's still part of their church doctrine that homosexuality is inconsistent, incompatible with Christian teaching. And yet here you have two Christian teachers who are surprised, or at least acting surprised, that the church would take this kind of action against them for living in an open homosexual relationship while teaching the children of the church.
Yeah, this is run by the Aloma United Methodist Church, and it's called the Aloma Methodist Early Childhood Learning Center. It's a Christian facility, a Christian ministry, and they have child care. And this one person is a teacher to these young children, and she became employed, and then her same-sex partner became employed. And now they're surprised that they could be terminated for being contrary to the church's teaching and doctrine. And they're saying that the Orange County Code has a protection for sexual orientation or gender identity, and they're threatening to sue under that. We've done some interviews, and obviously this issue illustrates this clash that takes place where the people that are pushing the homosexual agenda have little or no understanding or certainly no respect for the First Amendment free exercise of religion. This church is a ministry, and at the highest level of their protection is when we're talking about someone who is distributing, disseminating the message of the church, whether it's the pastor or in this particular case, a teacher who's actually given that message of the church and expressing that message of the church, or should be expressing the message of the church to the people. And in this case, it's to children. So clearly, this Methodist Association has the right to be able to hire or fire individuals that are consistent with or inconsistent with their Christian biblical doctrine. And yet there is this big outrage that churches have the right to be able to do that. But if they didn't have the right to do that, their ministry would literally be gutted, because you could get people that come in, insist that they will have a message that is completely contrary to the church and literally destroy the mission and method of that church facility.
That's right. And this should be frightening to all churches and really all Christians, that the kind of non-discrimination law that the attorney for these women is threatening to use against a church, the fact that not only that it exists, but the fact that it could possibly use to go after a church in its hiring and firing decisions for employees who are entrusted with the very teachings of the church. The homosexualist movement always promised that it wouldn't go after churches. It always preached this idea of tolerance. But now we see attorneys more than willing to attack a church directly under one of these non-discrimination laws that incorporates sexual orientation without any shame at all in saying that this church should not have the right to decide who teaches its children, regardless of its beliefs or doctrines. These non-discrimination laws are popping up all over the place, and this case ought to be a stark reminder to churches in particular that their pastors and congregations need to stand up and oppose these laws, because we cannot take the homosexualist movement at its word that they're not coming after our churches, especially now that we see they are.
Well, you know, and this is an illustration why you should not include homosexual behavior to a protected status of a civil right on the same level in protection as race. And we see these policies passed without any real thought, and now you have these clashes that are taking place, and the question is, which one's going to win? There is a clash. It's taking place all over the country, and the question is, which one is going to win? There is a train on one track going one way. There's a train on the same track going the opposite way. One's the homosexual agenda. The other is religious freedom. It's an inevitable clash. It's already happened. It's happening here. And now it's at the very heart of the Christian ministry, where they're wanting to say to the church, you must hire or retain in employment someone who is living out a particular lifestyle or speaking about a particular viewpoint that is directly contrary to your doctrine. Church, for example, put it outside of the homosexual agenda. If this daycare worker, this teacher teaching young children, was involved in an adulterous relationship, a very promiscuous lifestyle, the church would clearly be able to take action and stop that, because that person is an example to the children or to the people, and it is contrary to the doctrine. The same thing is happening here. The church has the right to be able to do this. So this is a warning sign, I think, number one, not to pass these ordinances, and number two, about the clash that's coming. I believe that the First Amendment free exercise of religion will trump this and ultimately side with the church. But notwithstanding, these clashes are here, and they're coming, and they're going to get even more intense.
And I think that this raises also a good point about the so-called exemptions or exceptions that are added into these non-discrimination ordinances, really to appease the religious population by saying that, don't worry, these laws won't apply to your hiring decisions. They won't apply to any decision that has to do with your church teaching or doctrine. But the reality is the homosexualist movement, the plaintiffs in this case, will come after churches and will try to get through those exemptions and inflict injury on churches, whether it's financial or in some other manner, in order to get their way, in order to elevate sexual orientation above the First Amendment.
Well, Mary Meeks, the homosexual's attorney, is demanding that that her clients, these two women, be rehired, and that an apology be sent along with letters of recommendation, and that the two women be compensated for damages. And she says that if this is not done within a week, she will file suit under the Orange County Ordinance, and as well as a complaint with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. So this is a serious issue. Certainly we'll be there to defend the church, not only this church, but if you know of any other religious organization around the country, give Liberty Counsel a call that's facing these issues. We have an initiative called Stand Your Ground, and we want to do several things. Number one, we want to defend those people or religious institutions that are in a clash or a collision with this homosexual agenda. Number two, we're organizing leaders from around the country to stand for marriage, and we have a marriage pledge that many of them have signed on to, representing millions and millions of people around the country. We encourage you to sign on it as well. You can go to defendmarriage.org, which is an independent website that's been created just for this marriage pledge. Or you can call us at 800-671-1776 for more information. And we will also be doing other kinds of outreaches to encourage people to stand your ground. This is a clash. This is a battle that's here, and it's one that we must not lose. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, libertycounsel.com. On those websites, you can sign up for several of our emails. One is the Liberty Alert, which is a general informational email. Another is the Grassroots Action email for Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action. We also have the humanitarian outreach, Liberty Relief International, helping persecuted Christians throughout the Middle East and around the world who are suffering because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Not just suffering, but literally being murdered, killed, and brutally tormented because of their faith in Jesus Christ. That's our program, our project, our outreach to help persecuted Christians called Liberty Relief International. Please remember to pray for this ministry and financially support Liberty Council. You can do so on the website. Go to lc.org for more information. Also, go to our online store for additional resources to become educated about your family faith and freedom.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.